But what is Moorish man? Not man, Moorish man. We're Moorish Marmon.
Yep.
We're Moorish men, but this is about magazine on RTR.
Yakai, good morning. This is Moorish Mag RTR FM 92.1 Noongar Radio and Great Southern FM. Thanks for joining us here on the airways. Moorish Mag, a weekly program on good news stories, and boy, have we got some good news stories, as we have done for the last few weeks, talking about Noongar warriors. And our Noongar warriors walked in the door to join us today. And my co-host, another Noongar warrior. We've got a couple of Noongar warriors too that are even female that have been mentioned in the on the program. Boy, the last week has been exhausting, hasn't it? Hasn't it been exhausting? It's been terrifying, actually, about the hatred that's been so obvious around Australia for our First Nation people, and dare I say, the Jewish population have also copped it as well. So a big shout out to all our people, First Nation people around the country. Noongar country, Whadjuk country, Minang country, and stay strong. And a big shout out to our Jewish brothers for the hatred that's been portrayed on them, and the experience in South Australia will stay in my mind for a long, long time as to what hatred is out there. How can Australia be so disgracefully vilifying to our communities and the Jewish population? I just don't understand it. We're not going to talk much about that today because we're talking warriors. We're talking Noongar warriors. We're talking to Southern Aboriginal Corporation also today. There was a report this week about their issues around governance, Tonj, and they've accepted the invite to come on board shortly. We'll ring them and talk to Asha Batt, the CEO of Southern Aboriginal Corporation, and her offsider, Oscar Culbung. Big shout out to all the Culbungs, because we go to Minang Radio or Great Southern Radio Sunday and Tuesday. If you'd missed us last week, you missed us because changed the dates. Changed the date. What does that mean? They changed the date for Moorish Mag being transmitted to Albany Sundays and Tuesdays, 9:30 in the morning. So if we can change the date, I guess others too can do that. Yeah, enough of Invasion Day and the 80th anniversary of the Holocaust. All quite distressing, and the hatred there that doesn't come across on this radio station, does it, Tonj? We're loving people.
No, exactly, Jimbo, and it's great to be back and recharge the batteries of being away and having a break, and you have continued the ongoing great work here, and it was great to see the great work of the Noongar warriors continuing here at RTR FM.
Oh, that's just realised. You haven't been here for 2 weeks.
Yeah, Jimbo, you know, some of us...
I've been solo.
We actually have a break, you know. Healthy mind, healthy body, and recharge the batteries for 2025.
Like I said, we're talking Southern Aboriginal Corporation. I'm going to find them number shortly. We're ringing Asha Batt and Oscar Culbung down in Minang country. And as I said, change of date for Great Southern FM. Don't get confused. 100.9 Albany is not 100.9 Perth, which is Noongar Radio. Let's go to a song where, commemorating Danny Maher from Fitzroy Express. Tonji will give a little bio of the man himself and his work with Fitzroy Express all the way from Bunuba country. Let's have a song from him, because we'll find some more. Here's Fitzroy Express. Heaven Sent, Fitzroy Express. Yeah, playing a bit of Fitzroy Express today. A lot of music being brought out by the lads, and we're also commemorating the death of their lead singer, Danny Maher. Tonj will have some more information about the man. We'll play a few of his songs today, Fitzroy Express. But also on the line, we have Asher Batt and Oscar Colbung from Southern Aboriginal Corporation on Minang Country in Albany. Good morning, Asher. Good morning, Oscar.
Morning, Jim.
Morning, Jim.
How are you? Lovely to have you on Murrish Mag. As you probably know, it's a weekly show, Good News Stories, which is repeated on Noongar Radio and Great Southern FM as well on Sundays and Tuesdays. The times have just changed for Great Southern FM, so I guess it's good for our audience in Albany on Minang Country to hear from you. So big shout out to all your families and welcome to Murrish Mag, Asher and Oscar.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, look, this is, I don't know, I think we've probably done about 180 interviews or 180 broadcasts on this on RTR-FM. So it's one hell of a station that supports us. They've got a Reconciliation Action Plan. But more importantly, talking to you two from the Southern Aboriginal Corporation, and I suppose the article that's brought to our attention about ORIC and some of their checking up on your organisation. So I just wanted to reach out to you and let us know how you're feeling about the ORIC report and how you can inform your community, our community, on how well you're doing and what these issues might mean to you.
Yeah. Thank you, Jim. It's interesting that some people hold the view that ORIC review is a bad thing, but it happens because, you know, you've been and think that, you know, it's happening because you've been doing some bad things. That's not true. It's a random audit, and under the CATSI Act, 2006, the Registrar of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Corporation may any time can authorize officers to examine the books of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Corporation and report to the Registrar the outcomes of that. So it was a standard and routine audit process which is regularly taken by the Registrar.
Right.
And the outcome of it was that, you know, there were minor mistakes to rectify in the governance section that we have already rectified. So it's a good thing. You know, we welcome that audit, and it's a continuous, you know, learning process and to improve our process.
Good. Asher, before you go any further, I've got to go back to the what we initially do when we invite people to be on the show. It's both of you's got to tell us who's your mob and where you're from.
Okay.
Well, most people would know me through this area. I'm in Minang Noongar, also connection to Bibbulmun Wai down the area in Kenang. So I've been around the organisation for a while, and I'm excited about the future going forward in regards to some of the projects that we've got on the ball.
Yes. Asher, well, honestly, yeah, well, you're a lady of colour, so you can explain who you are.
Yeah, I'm a migrant Indian woman and started working with SAC in 2008. And I was recruited as a CEO in 2013 at the time when the organization was going through the crisis. And since then, you know, we have improved the governance structure. And also, you know, I played, you know, like a major part in expanding the organization into Southwest and Lower Wheatbelt area. And Southern Aboriginal Corporation is serving the Noongar community in the Great Southern since 1983. And in the last year itself, you know, we had workforce growth by 55%. And now we have offices in Albany, Katanning, Narrogin, Bunbury. And we have few staff from Perth, where we wanted to bring the skill set into the organization as we have grown and evolved. Currently, we have two major infrastructure projects. One is Safe Places Emergency Accommodation, which was funded by Department of Social Services, where we are constructing six units to provide dignity and privacy to women and children escaping domestic violence. And the second one of it is, you know, we've been working since 2019 to develop a cultural center on the foreshore, and it's very welcoming to receive that funding.
Mm, very good. We have Asher Batt and Oscar Colbung on the line talking about Southern Aboriginal Corporation and a recent ORIC report on governance issues. Did you want to spell out what they are? I mean, everyone, I don't know who would have seen the article. So is there anything there that you crucially feel that the community need to hear, and how can they be involved, actually? So how about just talk generally about I mean, it's a good thing you say that ORIC are doing these sorts of reviews, and they can probably do the review at any time with any organisation, as you're saying. So is there any real concerns from your point of view?
It's no concerns at all, Jim. As I said, you know, we welcomed the examination, and our yearly audit is done by Ernst & Young, one of the big four accounting firms. And being a bigger organization, you know, like there's always, you know, some sort of deficiencies in the system that it's a learning curve for us to understand those deficiencies and rectify that. Many Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Corporation will go through the audit and the examination by ORIC, and it's a really positive thing. But I think, you know, NIT article is a beat up, and you know, the headline says, you know, ORIC directs Southern Aboriginal Corporation to fix repeated Cat C breaches. I don't think we had repeated Cat C breaches at all. The last audit was done 10 years ago. And, you know, like there was few things, you know, noted on that, and we have rectified that. So once again, I just want to say it was a routine and random audit. And even in 2014 audit, that did not result in investigation. It was merely resulted in a management letter from registrar making recommendation to correct, you know, weaknesses or minor matters identified during the examination.
Right.
The same thing happened now, and many organizations in Western Australia go through that. It's just a compliance body doing audit on the organization, you know, to comply with. So
right,
this
right.
is nothing strange at all.
Sure. And you mentioned beat up. I think there's been a lot of beat ups in the last week, given it's Invasion Day and the dreadful things that have occurred. And you might have heard my opening words around hatred, you know, expressed around the Jewish population and First Nation people, and that's been quite horrifying. So yes, we can expect some beat ups. Sadly, I wouldn't mind just going to a break and have a song. We're playing Fitzroy Express, Oscar. Danny Marr passed away recently, so we want to commemorate his music and come back with Good Old Days shortly. We'll go to Good Old Days now. If you don't mind, we'll talk some more about the missions if you're up to it. You know, mostly Marybank and Wandering. Let's go to a song.
Yep.
Thanks.
Cool.
Good old days. Fitzroy Express. Hey, my cob are here, still on holidays.
Are you there
or what?
Definitely am here, and it's great to be back and, you know, great to listen to Fitzroy Express.
We'll talk some more about Fitzroy Express a little later, but we've got guests on the line, Oscar Batt and Oscar Colburn. Did I say Oscar Batt?
Yeah.
Asher Batt. It happens when you're talking live to people and it's going out to thousands of people listening to you, Asher and Oscar. So welcome back. Good old days. It's a good old song from Fitzroy Express. So welcome back. We've covered the article that you say has been a bit of a beat up about your organisation. So that's been good to hear what you have to say. And I mean, you can tell us some more good things that are happening, and you've done that already. But we both, Tony and I, as you know, advocates in the Stolen Generations area, so keen to know from you an update of Wandering and Marybank missions. So if you can just briefly give us an update as to where that's at. You mentioned that there's part of a Conservation Act. There's a conservation that you're referred to as to how you will move forward with these two missions?
Yeah, look, Jim, first of all, you know, we as an organisation and a community disappointed with the way the both missions are in, the state of them, and certainly we all have families go through there, and we want to try and do something about it, you know. And we're in the process now of getting that conservation management plan done, and also we're waiting there the outcome of a grant from the Heritage Department for a good clean up out there, you know. And that's the first thing we want to do is clean the place up, bring it back to some respectability. And, you know, we're listening to what the Noongar community is saying, you know, in terms of, you know, we want to revive the place, we want to maintain it, and we want to clean it up. So that's what we're trying to do, and that's our vision. And a few weeks ago, we went out there with a few of the ex-mission residents. Tonji was out there as well with the minister and some of our staff and our chair. So we're really focused on about trying to do something for those places. Our wandering's a little bit different. We haven't got to the stage where we're at with Marybank at this stage, but the next step is to look at what we could do up there as well.
Good on you. Glad to hear. So residents or ex-survivors can come into SAC and inquire as to what's happening. If they don't know now, how will they get to be informed as to where and what's happening with the missions?
Well, a lot of the things that we're doing nowadays is using social media on our Southern Arena Corporation page and letting the community know what's happening out there, their programs and our projects that's happening, and Marybank will be and wandering. If things are starting happening there, we'll post it on there.
Good on you. Look,
with other organisations as well, you know.
And then, Jim, you know, as Oscar said, you know, like we already have a conservation management plan from 2002, but we are updating that
good,
now.
Good.
So we have some grants to be able to assess those building conditions and be able to update that. And as Oscar said, you know, we have applied for some funding for cleanup. You know, like it is, it must be in the assessment stage. And once we have that, we would be able to announce that.
Good. Are you able to tell your listeners then what the best approach is from their point of view? Because this is going on radio Sunday and Tuesday. So it's the social media is the best way to access information, eh?
Yeah. They could also ring into the office and talk to myself as well, and we could give them an update where it's at.
Good. Okay. This is Murich Mag, RTRFM 92.1, Noongar Radio and Great Southern FM. Thank you so much for taking the time. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
Yeah, Jim, I just wanted to say, like we've been pushing since 2016 to encourage the government to set up a rehab in our Great Southern region. And so... recently, the government announced if they get back in, state government, they'll look at setting up a drug and alcohol rehab in the Great Southern. So we've been pushing since 2016. We're pleased that the Cook government has come to the party now. And, it's something that's well and truly needed for our mob, and not only our mob, but anyone who needs that support.
Good on you. Appreciate your time. Thanks. Oscar, thanks Asha for joining Woody Schmag. Appreciate your time.
Thank you both.
Thank you, Jim, and your listeners.
Good idea. We're going to go to a song shortly, but Fitzroy Express is, we've been playing a bit of Fitzroy Express. Danny Marr, what do you found about Danny Marr, Tonch?
Looking at a lot of his music, I mean, there's so much he's achieved in his lifetime, and I think it's important to acknowledge that, you know, the mob actually refer to him now at this stage in his life is that they call him Kunamajai Marr.
Kunamajai Marr.
Yeah, okay. And we just really want to echo our condolences to his family and the community and the surrounding communities of Fitzroy Crossing. The loss of a legend and a great man and talented musician, and played Radio Road, Fitzroy Express. And, you know, I think the first time I sort of really got into looking at Fitzroy Express was at a survival concert here, down at the Supreme Court Garden. And I'll tell you what, when he first came on the stage, the people just moved, you know. And I mean, when I say people, that was all people, both black and white.
Too good.
Just moved to the dance floor to want to engage and participate in what his entertainment and his skills that he brought to life through his music.
Yeah. We'll go to another song of Fitzroy Express. If you have any thoughts about what's been said today already, and if you have any comment about Asher Back and Oscar Colbung, they represented Southern Aboriginal Corporation, give us a bell. 0405 921 921 is our SMS number. 0405 921 921. Certainly, you know, let your thoughts known, and as they've said, go to social media pages and even ring Oscar Colbung at Southern Aboriginal Corporation. Let's go to a song. We've got Noongar Warriors up next.
Sign up to the Yochai Yarning newsletter to get all the latest information on the fight for justice and healing of Aboriginal Stolen Generations and their communities. Yochai is a Noongar statement of enough is enough, and together we can learn from and heal the trauma of the Stolen Generations. Sign up by heading to yochai.com.au. This is a community service announcement on RTR FM 92.1.
Ngarma jinanginba.
Ah, we're talking Noongar warriors, and there's a community service warrior. Sound like a bird. Nyan Kulinga, my children. Cindy Moody has been identified as a Noongar warrior from the Wanjining Noongar Warriors Project, and amazing how that's gone. Nerelda Jacobs is a Noongar warrior for the day. We'll talk more about her later on, but I want to welcome Danny Ford to the studio. To talk about Noongar Warrior, because he's the one who initiated, he's chair of Wanjining Aboriginal Corporation. So welcome to the studio, Danny. Good to have you here as chair of Wanjining to talk about Noongar Warriors.
Thanks, Jim, and it's good to be here. And hello, Tonji, how are you?
Yeah, very good, Dan. Good to see you again. Who's your mob and where you from?
Well, I'm a Noongar boy from Perth. Got Wajak ancestry and a couple of other Noongar clans as well. But most of my adult life was back in the metro area, a little bit of Kalgoorlie stuff there for a while. Connected to most of Noongar country in some kind of way.
Daddy, I understand you were a social worker in Katanning too, my hometown. You didn't mention that.
Yeah, I went down there for about 3 years.
And what, they kicked you out or what?
I've got to tell you, Jim, I was there for 3.5 years. For three of them, I was trying to get out of there. That's a true story.
There you go. 0405921921 is our SMS line. So, again, welcome to the program, Danny. You've been here before. You've been a friend of Munich Mag. So, exciting to hear more about Noongar Warriors and the fact that Nerelda's the Noongar Warrior today. And we've got Chris Lawrence joining us on the program a little later. How are you feeling about it? You must be really excited.
Yeah, I'm very proud to be associated with Wanjining. I've been on the board about 12, 13 years now. I got on the board just after Daniel became the CEO, and I've been the chair for about the last 3 years. I need to find an exact time, but it feels like it's about 3 years that I've been the chair, and really proud of the work that we do, especially this Noongar Warriors project,
right.
Promoting our warriors. What I like about it is it promotes the people from settlement days, right through to people that are around today and recognising the good work that they do as well. So tremendously proud of. And apparently we've got a massive, massive positive feedback around promoting those people. So congratulations to the Wanjining staff involved. And maybe it might not be the only time that we do this.
Well, I put out a challenge last week on the program. And, you know, that's obviously whatever RTRFM says doesn't really matter. But what we've done in helping to promote the Noongar Warrior stuff, I think there needs to be more. We need more good news stories going out to our community. So our listeners here are predominantly non-Aboriginal people. And, of course, we reach out to Noongar Radio and Great Southern FM. So, yeah, 470,000 views on your Facebook.
That's massive, eh?
Oh.
And just one more comment around that, Jim, is often when we talk about mainstream community, often their view of Aboriginal people is the negative stuff that you see out there, and because they don't get the chance to see the massively important positive work that Noongar people do. So this is around promoting that parts of the Noongar community society that they actually don't get an opportunity to see and learn and understand that we're actually way, way more than that kind of negative view that's out there. And so anything that, and especially yourself in this program, promoting the positive things that Noongar people do, I think that's contributes to better understanding.
Right, yeah. Like we said last week, Tonji, we challenged him. No, you weren't here last week.
No, this time last week
I was a holo.
I was vacating with a Bintang.
Oh, for goodness sake. We're 10 minutes away of talking to Christopher Lawrence, our star warrior. But, yeah, we were thinking how well it's been going to have your people that are warriors come in, you know, talk to us on station. And we've had people from your reference group, Colleen, and who else was there? Patrick come in and talked. Patrick Egan, Colleen Willock came in and talked about what's been going on. So we'd like to see it extended now to Reconciliation Week and NAIDOC Week. You know, it's such a wonderful thing. Maybe it could be repeated, but maybe there's some more warriors to talk about.
It might even branch out to different kind of categories. Who knows, you know, where do we go to from here? But my understanding that a large number of people put up to consider for the first 31, and that had to be culled down through all sorts of criteria to the 31 that made it this cut. So clearly there's way more people that need to be acknowledged and recognised as well that didn't make this round. So that'll be something that we'd have to consider for the future as well.
Right. Well, I just got word from Chris. He's waiting for us, Chris Lawrence. We're going to go to a song again. We're acknowledging Fitzroy Express, Danny Marr, rest in peace. And his name's not mentioned up in the Kimberley. Kumbajai Marr. And perhaps I shouldn't have said his Christian name, Tonj. But there you go, Fitzroy Express. Let's go to another song of Fitzroy Express, and then we'll get back to talking to Danny.
Jim, if I can just make one comment about Mr. Marr. We had him at our house a couple of years back in the back there, and he wasn't drinking or anything. A couple of other people at the back of the house were. This is when my son Jonathan had his band going, and so he was jamming with them for a little while. And it was around about 2 o'clock in the morning. He kept going, and all the boys were a bit buggered. So he's an absolute fantastic musician, I tell you. So really appreciate those memories I have of him.
So let's pass on our condolences to all the fans of Fitzroy Express, particularly our people at Bunuba Country, which I assume he was. Kumbajai Marr, what a star he was. So he's not a Noongar warrior, he's a Bunuba warrior. So let's go to a song and we'll talk some more with Danny Ford from Wanganui.
If Only by Fitzroy Express. What another great song in remembrance of
Kumbajai. Yeah, my co-host is looking out the window. He's looking at the sunshine. It must be hot out there. Have we had any feedback from community? 0405 921 921. Maybe you want to comment on Oscar Colbung and others who are representing the Southern Aboriginal Corporation today and some of the issues they've had to resolve around ORIC and governance issues. Back to Danny Ford. Welcome back, Danny.
Thanks, Jim. Sorry.
Danny looking out the window too. Okay, so today's hero, today's warrior, Narelda Jacobs. I mean, she doesn't need to be, there's no need to say any more, is there?
Yeah. Everyone should know who she is, yeah.
Well, she's coming to town shortly. There's some filming down at the ABC. They're doing a live show there, and they're inviting our mob to go along to listen to her and compared by Stephen Oliver. And Narelda Jacob. Now, Narelda, Wadjuk lady who's been around for a long time. And Network 10, SBS and NITV. NITV, they were up against us one time for a National Media Award. The point?
Yep.
They were nominated against us, me and Nick.
Yep.
And guess who won? Me and Nick. That's another story.
No, best news. You're not competitive, are you? You're not competitive at all.
Narelda. Perhaps you can tell us more about Narelda.
Yeah, well, Narelda, as we know, a real trailblazer in mainstream media. You know, being a newsreader on a mainstream television station, that's massive when you think about promoting our people. And she does it with such
grace,
poise and aplomb that she's, come across as highly professional. In terms of claiming, she's a niece to me as well. Her dad was a cousin to me through one line of his family. So really proud that she's done so well for herself and that she stuck to her guns. Because the way she kind of carries herself, she doesn't compromise her originality and stands up very, very strong about that as well in the face of the stuff that she often has to read. So I don't know how she does it, so my hat's off to her.
Hey, we've forgotten. We've got somebody online. Christopher Lawrence, Space Warrior. Hello, Christopher.
Hey, how you going, Uncle?
Well, you've got Danny Ford, the chair of Wondering, in the studio here.
How you going, cuz?
Hey, I'm good, brother. How you going?
And you've got Tonji here as well, my co-host of Moody Schmag here on RTR-FM.
Good to hear from you, Chris.
Hey, yeah, thanks for hanging in there, because we're prattling away here, forgetting that you were on the program. Christopher Lawrence, come on down. Space Warrior with the Noongar Warriors program with Wundjining. You must feel very proud of yourself. Who's your mob and where you're from?
Well, there's my mob sitting right there with you.
Hey, don't go claiming now. Come on.
And you were just talking about my mob, Norelda Jacob. So my mob, that's all my father's family on the Garlops and Nelsons and, all their mob, that's all my family, the Humeses. So that's, and the Bennells, that's all my family, and Danny's family, that's all our mob. And on mum's side, my mother was Gloria Lawrence. She's a Lawrence and Blurton, Yarrens, all them mob.
We're both sides then.
Yeah,
we're both sides. Blurton and Garlic.
Right. Yeah, that's right. Your mother, yes, that's right. So I remember your mum. And
yep.
So spent a lot of time with your family growing up there in Coobalup. Obviously,
yep.
And hanging out at the footy club.
Yep.
So
go the Cats.
Look, it's thanks for coming in from the other side of the country. Where are you based, Chris?
I'm in Melbourne. I'm at Monash University.
Monash University.
Yeah.
Look, we've heard enough about your background, who your family is, Wajak, Maladong. You even lived in Lockridge for a while there as a young boy.
I grew up in Lockridge, yeah.
And tell me, you should lie at the back and lie on your back and look at the stars and dreaming of space. That's got you where you are today. Explain that. How did that happen?
I used to push my bed up against the window at night and look out at the stars, and because I often didn't feel like I didn't know who I was. And I always thought I was, I guess because I was a foster kid too. So my brother and I, because we grew up with our grandparents, we didn't grow up with our mum and dad. When I was born a non-citizen in 1966, and you can do the math. And I went home to the Aboriginal Reserve in Northern with my mother, Gloria, and my father, George, was there, Nelson. And then, we were wards of the state at the time. There was segregation. And so mum and dad just came out of the missions. Mum was in the North Mission and dad was in Northern Mission. And, they were damaged and they'd been traumatised, like all the other Aboriginal kids that were there. And so they couldn't look after my brother and I. They were teenagers. My mother was 16, my father was 17. So I always used to say we were love kids, and that's okay over 60s, right? So we really wouldn't be the only ones.
Right.
But my my grandparents, mum's mum, my grandmother Mary Lawrence Dawson, she took us, and her second husband Jack was a white fellow, Jack Dawson. And they raised my brother and I as their own kids in Lockridge, mm-hmm. and that's where we started off our life there, on Altone Road. And so for me, I guess we always had a welfare officer coming around, checking on us, right up until we were probably around about 17, 18. And so Mrs. Bender was her name, but we also had welfare officers at that time at the school, at the high school. And so, there was always these checks going on, and they'd come to the house and all these things. And so you're kind of growing up in this environment where, everything had to be, my grandmother was always organised, and we were always making sure that, because you didn't know when these mob were going to turn up, the authorities, and go to the house. It's the only thing they didn't wear was a white glove, right?
Right.
So it was that sort of upbringing. So looking to the stars was always thinking, maybe there's someone out there, thinking I was different.
Yes, and that's partly why you've been labelled a Murich Starman, because today you're helping the brightest young Aboriginal STEM students, science, maths, technology, I don't know what these stands for, English, eh? Engineering minds get their thank, you know, getting there, and thanks to the National Indigenous Space Academy, which you've set up in collaboration with Monash University. So what happens then? You're sending people away or overseas or up to the stars or to the moon? What's happening?
Well, we partnered with NASA and their Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena in California. So I set that up in 2019. And I did that. I just happened to be, I was sent to it was called the Center for Creative Leadership in San Diego.
Whoa.
By my then dean from another university that I won't mention. And
we won't talk about Curtin University, but yeah, go on.
No, not a Curtin. And I don't think they could afford to be there. But it wasn't Curtin. I wasn't working for them at the time. I was working for another university. And so, but this was the reason I was sent there was because, obviously to understand about our leadership, get the leadership training. But it was more one of those Myers-Briggs psychological testing things. And so there were about 70 other people there, and we all looked at each other and realized, you know, we were sent there to learn that we were arrogant. And I thought, oh, well, I could have saved the dean of the university $30,000 and just told him I was arrogant. Because you don't get anywhere in this world if you're not ambitious or arrogant in some ways. And, I mean, arrogant not in a disrespectful, rude way, but arrogant in a positive way where, you know, I taste the opportunities that are given to me.
Right.
And I encourage all these students to do the same thing.
Right.
Because you don't know when those opportunities are going to be taken away. And we can't take anything for granted.
Tell us about the 10-week internship, though. Have we already sent students across? Don't worry about being arrogant. We've been told we've been arrogant on the radio. We got a feedback from the text line last week. I shouldn't have said we're Welcome Black, but that's another thing. So Space Academy, tell me more about that.
Well, look, it is a highly competitive internship at the NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory, and it all has to be approved by NASA. So even though they might get into the program through the JPL, as we call it, the Jet Propulsion Laboratory, it still has to be formally approved by the US government, and so they go through this process. Where they get selected on merit, and they get chosen to be on a team working on real life space programs. Some of the students have worked on the Mars 2020 program. They've worked on the robot and the rover that have been sent up there. They've updated the software system for the International Space Station. These students are highly competitive students, and they are science, technology, engineering, math students.
Right.
And as I always like to say to our students and to others, you know, Indigenous Australians are the first scientists, technologists, engineers, mathematicians, architects, medicine people, whatever. And if anybody can pick up a piece of wood and throw it and make it come back, they've got to be innovators.
Good. We're talking to Chris Lawrence.
It's in our DNA.
Yeah, the Murij Starman. And I've got to say, look, NASA's, that used to be the Noongar Alcohol and Substance Abuse Service, and they're sponsoring.
Yeah, they did, yeah.
They're sponsoring this Noongar Warriors. Just come to me. NASA's used to be the Noongar Alcohol and Substance Abuse Service. Now trading is Wanjining. Danny, is that a coincidence or what?
Must be. Just that comment around arrogance. I think people who feel threatened confuse arrogance with drive and assertiveness. So never stop being who you are. Hey, Chris, just listening to all the stuff you do now, I'm really proud that Wanjining's been able to promote you and your achievements through this Warrior Month that we've been doing. So I'm really proud to call you my brothers too, so well done.
And look, it's interesting. 31 people have been chosen to be Noongar Warriors, and half of the Noongar Warriors are connected to Stolen Mob. So it just goes to show resilience. Arrogance, if you like, but arrogance meaning you've got to push in life. You've got to let people know what you're made of. And Chris Lawrence, you've done that. Thank you so much for being on Murij Mag, Noongar Radio and Great Southern M. Really appreciate your time.
Look, thank you all. And I just wanted to say, look, please keep up this Noongar Warrior program. It is absolutely amazing. It's the best award I've ever received from my own mob and the recognition.
Look out.
I'm very proud to be one of them. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Chris.
Thanks, Chris. All the best.
Anything final you want to say, Danny? You're our guest here, representing Wanganeen, chair of the board.
One thing, and a lot of posters have been done around these, and people are able to actually get a copy of them after. Hang on, what am I doing here?
Move
the headphones around here. Sorry about that. But you'll be able to read up on them on the Wanganeen's Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn pages. I'm not even a member of LinkedIn, and I'll say LinkedIn, but not Instagram. So, but anyway, the IT, socially literate people will be able to know what that means. And sometime next week, they'll be able to get a copy of all the posters online.
Lovely.
As well.
Lovely.
And we're hearing that some schools are ringing up for the posters to introduce it into their programs in the schools and their particular classes. So clearly it's had a massive impact right across the board.
Too lovely. Look, nearly 500,000 people have responded. Anything final you want to say? Because we're going to finish off with
I think it's a great opportunity, and well done to Wanganeen and the board and the staff. Keep up the great work.
Thank you.
I think it's mainly the staff, so well done to the staff and to Daniel as well.
We're going to finish off with a Fitzroy Express song. As you know, Kumbajai, otherwise referred to Danny Mars, passed away in the last week, and we want to celebrate that man from Fitzroy Express. So we've played, this will be the third song today. Thanks for tuning in to Murish Mag here on RTR FM 92.1 Noongar Radio and Great Southern FM. Thank you.